Welcome to Sportsmen of Colorado, Colorado's premier outdoor radio show, heard every Saturday afternoon on KLZ 560 with insights on hunting, fishing, archery, guns, and ammo from Colorado's top outfitters, featuring the industry's leading experts on how to enhance your experience in the great outdoors. Now, here's your host, Scott Whatley.
Good afternoon and welcome to Sportsman of Colorado. My name is Scott Whatley. We want to thank you so much for joining us today. Be sure and check out our website, sportsmanofcolorado.com. If there's a topic you would like for us to cover on the show, shoot me an email, scott@sportsmanofcolorado.com, and we will try to get that covered for you. Just a quick programming note, we are going to have the director of Colorado Parks and Wildlife on next week, and Mr. Bill Broshide, and we're looking forward to that. If you've got questions for him that you would like for us to ask, again, just send me an email, scott@sportsmanofcolorado.com. Don't know, we're going to try to cover a lot of information, so I don't know how many calls we'll be able to get in, but we will certainly ask any questions that you send in to us. So just shoot me an email, scott@sportsmanofcolorado.com. I love our sponsors, and these folks jumped on right when we started Sportsman of Colorado, and I am so grateful for that. It's a great store called The Outdoorsman's Attic. They're located at 2650 West Hamden in Sheridan, and with that, I would like to welcome Mr. Bill Paddock in studio. Bill, how are you?
I'm good. Thanks for that great intro. Yeah, excuse me. Sorry.
Yeah, yeah. No problem. Well, the Outdoorsman Attic, again, this is a consignment store. You know, you don't see many, it seems like all you see are stuff for women's clothing, you know, a lot of times. Yeah. There's not many things for guys. Maybe that's because we don't want to get rid of stuff too much. But this is just a great concept. And they're located at 2650 West Hamden in Sheridan. And used to be the old Camera Trader building there. And the back of it faces Hamden there, so just right off of Santa Fe and Hamden area. And they're open, 10 to 6 pretty much?
10 to 6 Monday through Friday and 9 to 4 on Saturday.
On Saturday, okay. And we're out there quite a bit, and we will do live remotes for Sportsman of Colorado there. But I wanted Bill to come in and just kind of talk about the store a little bit and kind of getting that time of year where, you know, we start going through things, cleaning up a little bit, and boy, this is a great store for outdoor gear, and that's really about what it all is about, is your outdoor, and that can be, you know, hunting equipment, fishing equipment, clothing, camping equipment, really just outdoor things. So let's start out with just the concept. How'd you come up with this?
And so it was kind of forced upon us. I had way too much stuff, and my wife decided that enough is enough. We need to kind of clean the closets, if it was. And so I was looking around, and she goes to these consignment stores for women, and, you know, it seemed like a great concept, and started trying to find places, and it wasn't working out, you know. I tried the Craigslist and selling stuff and having people show up, you know, 15, 20 minutes late when I'm busy, you know, and then immediately do the famous Craigslist thing of cutting any kind of price that you put on your item right in half and saying that that's all it's worth. And so I was kind of getting fed up with that. And, you know, there had to be a better way, you know. So looking around and everything, I'm like, well, what about a outdoor gear consignment store? You know, there's got to be a way to hit, you know, if I'm trying to find these places.
Yeah, you can't be the only one.
Else, yeah. You know, I'm not the only sportsman out there that has a whole garage full of stuff.
So. No, you're not.
Yeah. And there's a lot of money sitting there, you know. And,
exactly.
You know, if you're like me, you go from one fad to another, you know, and the next great thing comes out and you want it. And then you're looking at about 15 rods and reels and going, well, how am I going to afford it?
Right.
So that's kind of how it started.
Yeah. You know, so. Well, man, it's cool. And you know what I love about it? It's kind of like these shows on TV sometimes with the pawn shop. You just never know what's going to walk in the door there. And that's why, I come by to see you guys because, I mean, we've become great friends now. But, I mean, really, you just never know what's going to walk. What's been some of the stranger things we're like?
it started off with taxidermy. We'd get really weird taxidermy things. You know, one lady, this was years ago on Broadway, brought in a squirrel mount that it was a squirrel playing a flute. And there were, yeah, it's like, where
winner.
Are you, first of all, where can you get this kind of stuff? And, you know, so we took it in, we sold it probably a day later, and we were right down the road. So she was happy, you know, so. But, you know, other things, we get in, you know, antique reels and rods and, mm-hmm. and stuff that, you know, I never knew was out there, you know.
Right.
And it's for me, it's really fun because, you know, I thought that I knew a whole lot about any kind of piece of gear that you could ever think of, and I'm schooled almost every day by seeing stuff that, you know, I'm kind of lucky, you know.
And there are probably some people that, you know, they were handed things down mm-hmm. from grandparents or fathers or whatever, and they really don't know what they have.
No.
And probably sometimes, and again, sometimes people think just because something's old, it's worth something, and that's not necessarily the case, but sometimes there's probably some real treasures
you
see.
Oh, yeah. You know, I mean, from all the way to the littlest piece of tackle, you know, out of Grandpa's toolbox, you know, that he probably bought for a nickel years ago and everything, it sells on eBay or whatever for $200, you know.
Wow.
And it's really fun. I genuinely enjoy going to the store every day, seeing people and seeing what they bring in.
Sure.
You know.
And, you know, when you talk about it being a neighborhood-type store, it really is that because the times that I'm in there, I mean, people walk in. Your mom, and they call everybody by their first name. I mean, it is almost like this family atmosphere.
It's fun. It's not a businessy kind of place at all, you know.
Right.
You know, and one thing is I make sure that I listen to the person that's bringing it in, you know. There's a lot of stuff comes in with a history attached to it. You know,
sure.
Like, this is my grandfather's. I don't know what it was, you know, but he had this, you know. Can you tell me about it? And, you know, so we'll kind of go on that journey together and kind of figure out, you know, what it's worth and what it was,
mm-hmm.
you know. So it's neat. It's a good time.
Bill Paddock is our guest. The Outdoorsman's Attic. They're located at 2650 West Hamden in Sheridan. Again, they're open 10 to 6 through the week, and then on Saturdays 10 to 4. And two levels there. So when you go in, make sure you go downstairs as well. So let's start on the bottom floor. What will we find there?
So that's our primarily our fishing area. So our live baits down there, the whole fishing department. And then we're also a dealer for a new brand of inflatable kayaks. They're made by Aquaglide. So we're a stocking dealer for them.
Okay.
So you can go out there. Also, our tents are down there, our sleeping bags. It's a lot to put down there, but it's worth walking down those stairs to see it.
Right. So. And time to time, I've seen a lot of decoys.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah. So the seasonal stuff's down there, too. So ice fishing, when that, you know, I know that we didn't have quite much of a season this year, but that stuff's down there, decoys, anything that
has to do with
that. Yeah, it has to go. and we can't fit upstairs.
Here's something, you know, and I guess we've all been kind of snobbish at one time. I don't want anything used. I want to get mm-hmm. something that's new. But you know what? I've seen things in there, really, that have never been used,
oh, yeah.
that are 20, 30, 40% different mm-hmm. from what I'd pay at a box store.
Yeah.
And then I've seen things that, I guess what I'd call gently used, you're saving a lot of money.
Yeah.
Who cares?
Yeah.
Why pay that sticker price, so to speak? Mm-hmm. And again, you know, you guys don't bring junk in. I mean, you want things to be in working order, and you send everybody out with that confidence as well. But you can find some great, great values there. And again, this is just one of those fun stores to go to several times a week just to see what maybe showed up in the last few days, because you just never know. And then so all downstairs is kind of with the fishing side of things, and again, some of the seasonal things, as Bill mentioned, you know, there'll be sleeping bags down there. And boy, if you're looking for things for kids, this is a great place to go to for just different items like that, and you don't have to spend a lot of money. And all the camping that we do here in Colorado, man, you got a lot of great camping stuff.
Yeah, I mean, sleeping bags, the tents, you know, tents seem to, people use them for about a year, and then they want the next great thing tent,
right.
You know, and it's, you know, you're spending $300-$400 on a tent, you know, and some people, they all of a sudden discover that they don't like tents and they want to be in an RV, you know,
mm-hmm.
so that's where you can come into my store, purchase something that was $400-$500 for, you know, what I think pennies on the dollar and get outside for much cheaper than you would if you went to a big box store,
mm-hmm.
you know, and that's kind of the key. You know, we don't stock everything that the big box stores do.
You know,
we can't replace that. But what we do have, you definitely save money, you know, for a better trip, I think.
Right.
You know,
and then upstairs, of course, when you walk in, you'll see all of this, but they carry firearms, ammo, you know, I saw a lot of great turkey call, spring turkey call. Yeah. You got some really cool, and some of these are really custom ones, older custom ones.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm no expert on calling turkeys, but I think that, you know, I picked them up and everything, played with them, and I mean they're great calls. Like I said, you never know what's coming in, mm-hmm. you know, and to have some of these guys come in and play these real high end turkey calls that, you know, they probably spent $200-$300 on a box call.
Right.
And it's great, you know. It's, you know, the same thing with goose calls. You see a bunch of acrylic goose calls, really nice high end stuff that guys, you know, like me, you know, you mm-hmm. grab something and you think it's going to work for you. You know, would you rather have it sitting inside in your junk pile or bring it into the store and turn it around and make some money on it and, you know, go get something else?
Right.
You know,
so. And I'm telling you again, you'll get a, like you said, dealing with Craigslist and all the internet things and the scams and mm-hmm. wondering if a check's going to be good or wondering if the cash is good, if it's good, you know, this is a great way to sell your stuff, you know, and it's safe. And I've done things there and boy, you know, they've always treated me right there. And I promise you, they will do the same for you. So as you're going through the garage or maybe the shed out there where you got all your outdoor gear, if you've got some things that, boy, you're just not using anymore, turn that into cash. And you can go to the store. They'll explain how all that works for you. But, again, it's the Outdoorsman's Attic, and that's 2650 West Hamden in Sheridan. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about the store, and then we're also going to get into you can buy your licenses there while you shop. So we're going to talk a little bit about the big game draw. That is going on right now. You have till April 4th to get that in. We're going to, and being they sell licenses there, we're going to go over some of the common mistakes that you can make while doing your big game draw. And we're going to point some of those out for you. This segment's been brought to you by PSL, Personal Solar Light. It offers you hours of bright, beautiful light, extreme durability, no-hassle solar recharging, patented light control, and waterproof construction, all in one portable, easy-to-use device. You can go to PSLPersonalSolarLight.com. And again, this is a bright LED light. It weighs 4.2 ounces. It's long-lasting. You charge it for 3 or 4 hours. It'll burn up to 30, and it's full waterproof construction. And I'm telling you, this is a great, great product. We got introduced to this at the International Sportsman's Expo. So just go to personalsolarlight.com.
In a flash, from out of nowhere, your whole life can change forever. It happened so quickly, nobody saw it coming. Soon, the medical bills will be arriving.
Will insurance cover your injuries? Does the other driver have assets? Should I sue?
It was his fault, after all. After an accident, you need to call the law offices of Flesh Law. Flesh Law will never settle until you are fully compensated for your injuries.
Call 303-806-8886 for the Flesh Law Firm. 303-806-8886. Online, go to fleshlawfirm.com.
Flesh Law, the trial-tested, trial-ready attorneys.
If you're looking for great deals on outdoor equipment and clothing, we've got you covered. Hi, this is Bill Paddock, owner of the Outdoorsman's Attic, your outdoor gear consignment headquarters. You'll save 20, 30, 40, even 50% on previously owned outdoor gear for the fisherman, hunter, and camper. We also sell live bait, firearms, and ammo. If you're doing a little spring cleaning, bring in your gear to the Outdoorsman's Attic. We'll sell it for you and put cash in your pocket. You can also pick up your hunting and fishing licenses right here at the store. Your one-stop shop for all your outdoor gear needs is the Outdoorsman's Attic, located at 2650 West Hampton Avenue in Sheridan, Colorado. 303-781-3626. That's 303-781-3626. Or visit us online at outdoorsmansattic.com. Mention Sportsman's of Colorado and receive 20% off all your outdoor clothing.
At Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center, we believe that all pets deserve to have a good life. And because we know that your pet will have many different needs throughout its life, we offer complete pet care services every day, all at one location. Whether your furry friend needs a checkup, advanced medical care, surgery, boarding, grooming, obedience training, food, care products, or toys, we are here for your pet 7 days a week. At Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center, we know that you want the very best for your pet, which is why you can count on us to provide top-notch care in everything we do. We are certified with the highest rankings by the American Animal Hospital Association and hold a gold star rating with the Better Business Bureau. You and your pet can visit us Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. We are located at 8681 East Lincoln Avenue in Lone Tree. Learn more about us by visiting our website at lonetreevet.com or just give us a call at 303-708-8050.
Hi, Dan Johnson, General Manager at Len Lyle Chevrolet. You know, I hear it all the time. If you give me a good enough deal, I'll buy your vehicle. So here it is. A 2017 Crew Cab 4x4 loaded for up to $11,000 off MSRP. Or how about a 2017 Chevy Cruze? Sign and drive a lease for only $199 a month. Heck, that's cheaper than a used car. And we'll pay top dollar for your trade-in. So go east and pay the lease. Len Lyle Chevrolet, I-225 in East Colfax or on the web at lenlylechevy.com. Chevy, find new roads.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back. My name is Scott Whatley. Bill Paddock is in studio with us. Bill is the owner of The Outdoorsman's Attic. They're located at 2650 West Hamden. Again, this is a great store. Family owned and operated, and you'll meet the family, the great dogs. I mean, they're always there to welcome you. Wiley and Rusty. Rusty,
sorry.
That's right. Yeah. Wiley and Rusty, they'll greet you there. And Patty's usually got some coffee on for you. So free cup of coffee there at the Outdoorsman Attic, again, located at 2650 West Hamden. Now, upstairs real quick in the store, again, you'll see a myriad of things. They have all, you know, a lot of great packs. And
yeah.
I mean, again,
yeah, some
things
real
that are
high-end
just barely
packs,
used.
Yeah. A lot of hunting packs, a lot of just regular general use backpacks, snow camping packs. We've got a lot of camo.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
and I've seen some Sitka gear in there.
Oh, yeah,
before.
There's a lot of Sitka gear in there.
I've seen,
yeah.
And you never see that on sale.
No,
so,
you don't.
Yeah,
I mean, it's worth a look to come in and just kind of browse, you
right.
know, because like I said, you know, we're kind of like the Forrest Gump of stores. You never know what you're going to get,
right,
you know.
Yeah. So. And a lot of boots and, you know, boy, just a lot of great, great items. They've got a great knife collection there. Again, all the firearms, got a nice selection of handguns, a few ARs in there, rifles, shotguns, whatever. And like I say, if you're looking through some things and, boy, you decide you're not using, you know, maybe it's from firearms down to a pair of boots, they're in good shape and I'll take them in over there, and they'll explain to you how all the consignment works. Well, as I mentioned before the break, you can also buy your licenses there. And, by the way, they do sell live bait there at the Outdoorsman's Attic. And so you can get bait there as well. But more importantly, you can get your licenses there, and you want to make sure you do that. You should have, if you're into the with Colorado Parks and Wildlife there and on that mailing list, you should have your 2017 Colorado Big Game Guide. Again, you have till April the 4th to get that in, and you want to make sure that you do that. And then by June 1st, they should have our draw results posted, and June 23rd, licenses would be in the mail. And then a little bit later, or earlier in June there, June 7th, they have the leftover draw and all that. But you really want to make sure you read this book, especially when you open it up there. It has What's New, 2017, What's New. Go through that. Make sure that you understand everything that's going on with the guidelines. But Bill and I were talking before the show and thought we'd go over just some of the mistakes that he sees and things that we both know that you've got to be very, very careful in. And so, Bill, let's start out here and go over a few things.
Yeah, so, also, I forgot to mention is make sure that you remember that small game and fishing licenses are going to be expired here at the end of the month.
Oh, you're right.
And
yep.
So if you don't have one, if you wait until the 15th, you can actually get the 2017 license. If you were to buy it today, you're buying a 2016 license. You don't want to do that.
Yep. Okay. All right. That's a very, very good
point. I forgot to mention that one.
No problem.
So. But
okay.
Go ahead. So the biggest problem is a lot of guys are still trying to use the paper form to do a group license. You know, that's where mistakes can kind of be made.
Right.
now the division actually has the online licensing system where you can go online, you can fill out your applications, and it kind of it eliminates 99% of the mistakes. Mm-hmm. You still
because it won't let you go any further right. if you entered in a wrong right. digit or right. like we were talking about a lot of the hunt codes and why they did this, I don't know, but made a zero instead of an O or vice yeah. versa. And so you just got to be very, very careful with those hunt codes because those need to be correct. And one thing it said, you know, in going through there, penmanship, if the computer and or the license agent can't read it, it gets rejected. So you want to make sure you're taking your time and filling these things out. And it all starts there with the hunt code. Yep. And then you were telling me, too, filling it out completely, the hunt code.
Yeah, don't forget to write down all that. And then especially if you're in a group, you know, make sure everybody is writing down the same hunt code, but also your if you're going to have a second or third choice, make sure everybody's doing those in order. Don't mm-hmm. say, okay, well, I'm going to just hunt this other place. That's going to get your group code kicked out, so you won't be hunting.
Yeah, and I get the idea of, hey, you want to hunt with your buddies, but I'm mm-hmm. telling you, there is a lot of things that can go wrong. And just to give you an idea on what Bill was just saying, the group members must apply for the same species, hunt code, unit, geographic restrictions, season, and method of take for each choice. You can't apply for different sex of animals. So if one guy wants a bull, one guy wants a cow, whatever, you can do that. But all group members must have the same hunt code choices on their applications other than sex. Each member must list the same first choice hunt code, second choice, third, and fourth. And if one guy... Yeah, your friendship's about to go down here, but you'll be able to hunt next year by yourself if you're the one that messes up. Because if one deal is wrong, everybody gets kicked out.
Yeah, yeah. It's a good way to become just camp cookie instead of being able to go out hunting.
Exactly. You know. And, and you were telling me, so there's a leader of the group, one guy, and that all goes under that guy's what we call CID.
CID number, correct. And make sure you get his CID number correct. Don't put in... if you miss a number, somebody else is going to, you know, be in trouble. So,
and then we also, you got to be here 6 months
before you have to have the residency.
Okay?
Yes.
So you want to failing to mark that resident since box when applying for the resident tag and providing the date since you became a resident. It's usually just the month and the year that they're looking there for. Marking that box without this date will cause your application to be rejected as well. And then, of course, age qualifying here, the Hunter Ed box, you got to make sure you mark that. And then Social Security number, not filled in, if not already on file with Colorado Parks and Wildlife. Let's see here. And then the address or date of birth not filled in. Again, if you're a new applicant without a CID number, you want to make sure you do that as well. And let's see here. Put someone else's CID number in your CID box. Don't accidentally use, let's say, just for example, a family member, your sons or whatever, because then they would get your license, right?
Yeah, you're going to find out that junior got your license instead of senior.
Okay. So. All right. And again, you just got to be very, very, very careful with this. And, when you open the book for the first time, and especially, and the reason why we're kind of going over this on the show today is because it can look overwhelming if this is your first time. But you can call Colorado Parks and Wildlife. They have a hunt planner there that can help you go through all those things. And that number is 303-297-1192. Again, 303-297-1192. And Bill has all these brochures and weather, spring turkey. And we're going to talk about that in just a second. But you can pick up all the big game brochures there, your turkey, waterfowl. As soon as they come out, they've always got them right there at the store for you. Now, let's talk just real quick here before our next break. Some things that you say, hey, if you've got this, as you're going through cleaning out some things, these are things that we generally move pretty well and pretty fast at the store. So what are some things you're looking for?
So, it's, fishing gear right now. Spring season's going to start coming up, so we're in need of fishing gear. You know, clean out your tackle boxes kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you'd be surprised at a little 8x8 tackle box can house quite a bit of money. So that kind of stuff. The camping gear is always good. We're always looking for quality tents. We've kind of gotten a niche to where people know that we have a lot of outfitter wall tents. We can't sell enough of those. So if you have a wall tent that's been sitting around for a while and, you know, chances are you're not going to use it anymore, if you moved on to a different one, turn it into money. You know, there's no reason for it to sit there.
Right.
You know, cast iron cookware. Everybody loves Dutch ovens. So that's, believe it or not, that's a great seller for us.
Right.
You know, even the old Coleman lanterns, you know, LED lights are great. You know, I have the deepest respect for them. They're great. You push a button, they turn on. But when you're sitting around a campfire and you hear the hiss of an old Coleman lantern, it kind of brings the people back. You know, it's fun. And they work great at altitude, you know, whereas some of the propane ones do not. You know?
Right.
So, yeah. I mean, that's what we're looking for, you know, old bows, bow archery stuff, you know, decoys, you know. I could list a thousand things, you know, but I mean, right now you just kind of think of the seasons, how they change, you know. Everybody's going to start gearing up for fishing now, you know, and then in 2 months time, you know, camping is going to be really hot, you know. That's kind of what we're looking for.
Okay.
Just a lot of nice stuff.
Good deal.
Yeah.
Well, get by the Outdoorsman's Attic. Again, 2650 West Hamden there in Sheridan. It's right off that service road, and there's, if you go by that way much, you know, there's that Corvette kind of dealership right there on the corner. Just take that service road there to the right there and then go up through the stop sign there, and you'll see the Outdoorsman's Attic.
Look for the giant purple mountain on the side of the building.
Yep, that's it, man. Yeah. You did a good job with that as well. But again, it is really a great place to sell some items. Again, it's safe. You know you're going to get it taken care of there. And, you know, generally, and while we're, you know, things that are pre-owned, you know, you can't sell it for what you paid for it most of the time. But you will get, I firmly believe this, you'll get more for it being in a store type of setting than you will trying to do things on Craigslist, dealing with
the time.
Wackos,
I mean, it
coming
takes
to your
time.
House.
Let us handle the general public. You know, we do it every day.
Yeah.
You know, let us be the negotiator, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I remember trying to sell stuff on the various things, you know, and it takes time. It takes time out of your life. You could be going fishing. You could be going hunting. You know, you could be sitting on the couch watching TV if you wanted.
Right.
You know, that's where we kind of excel. You know, we have people coming in. They might be looking for A, but now they see your item, you know, and go, hey, I'll take that one. You
right.
know, so it's a good way to get rid of unused stuff.
Yep.
You know, so you can get more stuff.
Sure.
That's how the game's played.
That's the key. Absolutely. Again, I highly recommend this store. I love it. One of my favorite places to go to, really, and all around Denver. I love going there. And again, just you know, Bill and his folks there are just great, great people. I promise you, you'll enjoy the shopping experience. So get by there. Tell them you heard about them here on KLZ 560. We got to take a short break, and we'll be back with more right after this.
This is Red Merrill for Phoenix Weaponry. Phoenix Weaponry is a weapon manufacturer that services the firearm enthusiast. From precision ARs to suppressors, Phoenix Weaponry can make your dreams come true. Phoenix Weaponry is a full-service gun shop that offers gunsmithing, coating, and modifications to your own weapon. Phoenix Weaponry, family-owned and operated right here in Colorado. If you can dream it, Phoenix Weaponry can build it. Call today, 720-340-2496. Again, that's 720-340-2496. Or visit their website, phoenixweaponry.com. Mention Sportsman of Colorado and receive 10% off your custom-built weapon.
What if it was possible to train your body how to burn excess fat through natural, homeopathic means? Dr. Julie Marchial uses a time-tested protocol to unlock unnecessary fat stores in your body, converting fat into energy so you can experience permanent weight loss. Because this remarkable method targets only your bad fat, leaving vital stores of necessary fat untouched, your body will begin to experience balance in a new and healthier way. As Dr. Julie leads you through her unique weight loss program, your brain will gradually relearn what it means to feel full and to feel hungry. you will find many of your old cravings simply disappear. Call Dr. Julie at Ascent Health Center today to find out how KLZ hosts John Rush, Scott Watley, and Dan Muir put their bodies to work for them with unbelievable results. Call 303-343-8800. That's 303-343-8800. Or go to AscentHealthCenter.com.
This is Scott Watley for my friends at Rampart Firearms in Sedalia. This is a great store, family owned and operated. They buy, sell, trade, and consign firearms. You will find a great selection of new and pre-owned handguns, shotguns, and rifles. If you can't find the gun you want, Rampart Firearms will special order your gun at no extra cost. Found a gun on the internet? Rampart Firearms will do one firearm transfer and the background check for only $10 if you mention Sportsman of Colorado. Rampart Firearms, 720-468-0050. That's 720-468-0050. Located at Highway 66. In Santa Fe in Sedalia. Rampart Firearms opens 7 days a week. 720-468-0050.
Well, we did it now. Hi, Dan Johnson from Lynn Lyle Chevrolet, and we received a special allocation of over 600 new Chevrolets, and we're out of room. So to relieve our problem, check these deals out. A 2017 Silverado Crew Cab 4x4 for up to $11,000 off MSRP, or lease a 2017 Chevy Cruze for only $199 a month, sign and drive. Or a 2017 Chevrolet Equinox for up to $6,000 off MSRP. Go east and pay the lease. Lynn Lyle Chevrolet, I-225 in East Colfax, or on the web at lynnlylechevrolet.com. Chevy, find new roads.
Mornings with Steve Curtis on KLZ 560. Wake up at 6, then Midday Matters at 11. This is KLZ 560 AM and 100.7 FM.
Welcome back. The Sportsman of Colorado. My name is Scott Watley. If you're just joining us, and we want to thank you for being with us today. And we want to thank Bill Paddock and the Outdoorsman's Attic for being a great sponsor for us. If you got some time today, get by and see them. They're at 2650 West Hamden in that old Camera Trader building. The back of the store faces Hamden there, right off of Santa Fe and Hamden. But it's 2650 West Hamden. And if you'll go in there and mention Sportsman of Colorado, I'll tell you what they'll do. They're going to give you 20% off of all the clothing that they have. And they have a lot of outdoor clothing. Just walk up there, tell them you heard about them on Sportsman of Colorado, and Scott said to give you 20% off. Now, that doesn't include firearms and ammo and all that, just clothing. But they've got a great selection in there. This segment is brought to you by our good friends at Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center. I love these folks. You know, we all want the best of care for ourselves, our family, and then when it comes to our pets, if your pet is like ours, it's like part of the family. So complete pet care every day, all at one location. I love they're open 7 days a week, located in Lone Tree. You can check out their website, lonetreevet.com, and the number's 303-708-8050. One thing they're doing special right now, you know, if we've ever had to give our dogs those chewable heartworm medicine, sometimes we may forget. They now offer ProHeart 6, which is a new injectable heartworm preventer for dogs that lasts for 6 months. Yep, one injection every 6 months. It's that easy at Lone Tree Vet. So check them out at lonetreevet.com. Great to have in studio today a relatively new partner for us, and we've had them on a couple of times now over the last few months, and that is a group called Outdoor Buddies. And this is a great organization that was founded in 1984 by representatives of Craig Hospital and the Colorado Division of Wildlife. And we're going to talk a little bit about all that they have to help people and help the community, as well as a great event we have coming up on April 22nd, and that is going to be their big banquet, fundraising banquet at the Hyatt Regency in Aurora. And again, that is April 22nd. We'll give you more information on that in just a moment, but glad to welcome in studio James Lowry and his son Brian. So, gentlemen, welcome.
Thank you, Scott. Privileged to be here. Glad to be a part of your show. It's an honor to sit here with you, and it's a pleasure to have my son Brian on as well.
Hey, Brian, how are you, bud?
Good. How are you?
We're good, man. We're good. Glad to have you in here. And I think this is Brian's first time for radio, so hey, just relax. Just us three, okay? So, but great to have you guys in. So, James, let's start with you and tell us a little bit about how, why you became involved with Outdoor Buddy.
Sure. Thanks, Scott. About 4.5 years ago, probably closer to 6 by the time I look at our original connection, there was a gentleman by the name of Todd Bacon, who is a wheelchair-bound individual, a wonderful man, used to be the chaplain at the junior high school that my kids went to, okay. And he would talk about Outdoor Buddies and ask us to come join and be involved in some of their youth events and some of the things that we could be a part of. And I listened to him, and I thought, that sounds really neat. One day when I have time, I'd be glad to. And the beautiful part about nonprofits and what they do for others is Todd never stopped. He just kept on inviting me.
Right.
And then about 4 years ago, my middle son Ben and I were privileged to use one of the hunting tickets for antelope to go out to an area north of Fort Collins with Larry, the president of Outdoor Buddies, and Ben was able to shoot his first antelope with Todd uh-huh. there at his side, and we're able to have a wonderful father-son experience. Now Ben is up in the mountains fishing, and Brian at 14 is sitting here beside us and learning to take advantage of all those things. Over the last several years, each of my children has enjoyed being a part of the youth aspect of Outdoor Buddies. And in addition to what we want to talk about today, I really want to focus on the youth. We do a lot with those that are less abled, a lot with those that deserve an opportunity to go outdoors and be outside in the world that they love, that's either been taken away from them via accidents or challenges physically,
right.
Give it back to them. But equally, we focus on youth, and we love to get the youth outdoor in hunting, fishing, upland fowl, pheasant, turkey. We do everything we can to get everybody that we can off the couch, off their iPod, off their phone.
We can all stand to do that a little more. Yeah,
back outside. Thanks for asking.
Absolutely. So is it kind of an application process for when you choose people who will get to go on some of these deals, whether it be youth or, you know, adult?
Yeah, that's a great question. So one of the things that we are most well known for over the 34 years we've been around is elk hunting, because that's one of the things that's the hardest to do. And if you're less able, that's the most challenging mm-hmm. out in 2 feet of snow up a 40-degree incline.
Sure.
So for that, there are a lot of people that would love to go, and we only have so many private land available to hunt with, and those that support us. And so for that, you get on a list, and we work hard to get everybody that we can, every year that we can, on that list out hunting. But when you get to some of the other events we hold, we do several family day events. We do things where we invite the whole family out. Colorado Youth Outdoors works with us. You don't have to sign up for that. Just let us know. Let us know you're coming.
Sure.
We're glad to host you.
Okay, and you can go to outdoorbuddies.org. And a lot of great information on there. You can understand their mission there and all of that, and see all the things that they're involved in. As James mentioned, they do a lot of things. They have a golf tournament. They've got a clay shoot coming up. A lot of great, great things. And maybe you're interested in helping this, maybe mentoring a young person, something like that. Again, you can go to the website, outdoorbuddies.org, for more information on that. And maybe you want to give something to this. It's a great, great organization that really helps get people, you know, that are a little less privileged, and some of them are, you know, handicapped and all the things like that, that lets them go out and enjoy the great outdoors. All right, Brian, you're starring on radio now, okay?
Okay.
All right, here we go. Okay. So tell me a little bit about some of the things that you've been able to get out and do.
I've been able to go fishing. I've been on an antelope hunt. I did not participate, but
But your cousin did.
My cousin did. He shot an antelope, and we learned a lot about how
guns work, safety,
yeah.
Hunting, things,
and that
like
is
that.
Very, very important. You know, I mean, we all had to learn that. You know, and I mean, I'm thankful my dad taught me at a very early age, and you know, about hunting and the safety of guns, and you know, so many times, and I'm sure you probably hear this, where, you know, some of your friends, maybe they're fearful of guns, or their parents don't want them around guns, and guns aren't the bad thing. Okay, you know, you got to respect them and be trained with them and all that. But you know, that's great. And so I know you went on the ice fishing thing. You said, right?
Yes, I did.
How was that?
It was a lot of fun.
Okay. Wow. So, now see, I got to get that, where you go out and sit on a bucket on ice or something, okay? Now, I can be out freezing hunting, but I don't know. Sitting on ice and trying to drill a hole and do all that, was that cool to do?
It was a lot of fun. It was my first time.
Yeah. Were you able to catch any?
I did not catch any.
You did not catch any. Okay. Now you sound like me. Okay. Yeah. And so what is it? What does it mean for you when you get to go out and maybe, you know, participate in some of these things, or you see some of the other young people participate? What did that kind of mean to you, just to go out and get to do that?
It meant a lot to me to be able to see all the people that aren't usually able to do that on their own and go fishing or hunting. It just really was a good feeling to see that they're able to do the stuff that they love to do.
Mm-hmm. Really makes us be thankful for, hey, if you can get up and walk to your car, that's a pretty good thing. And we take that for granted. So absolutely. So when you're out there, I mean, what are some of the things that you hear some of the you know, whether it be young people or adults saying? I mean, what do you think it means to them when you just get to be around them and hear what that meant to them to be able to get out and do something like this?
I've heard a couple of them say means a lot to them to be able to do some of the stuff that they are can do with the help of Outdoor Buddies.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah.
Well, cool. Again, April 22nd. This is our biggest fundraiser that we do, really. And this is a great banquet. A lot of great items there. I know we've got some auction items that are going to be really cool. I think they've got some hunts there, some fishing things, some artwork. I mean, just a lot of great things. We need to sell some tickets, just being very honest with you. So go to outdoorbuddies.org, read about it. You can buy your tickets right there. Again, this is April 22nd. It's at a nice venue. It's at the Hyatt Regency in Aurora, and that's located at 13200 East 14th Place in Aurora. And again, that is April 22nd. We got to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to visit a little bit more about Outdoor Buddies, how you can help, and just talk a little bit more about what all they do. This is Sports Fund of Colorado. We'll be right back.
Have you been involved in an auto accident, slip and fall, or any other personal injury? I'm Kevin Flesh with Flesh Law, and I've been protecting victims' rights for over 17 years. If you want aggressive representation that will get you the money you deserve, then call me at 303-884-1037 or visit my website at fleshlaw.com. That's Flesh, F-L-E-S-C-H. I will give you the personal service you deserve, starting with a free consultation. Call me, 303-884-1037 or visit me at fleshlaw.com.
Hi, this is Scott Watley for my friends at One Shot Gear in Englewood. If you are a hunter, you know that after a full year of training, shooting, and planning, when the season rolls around, you are lucky to get one shot at a trophy. At One Shot Gear, they've got you covered with the largest selection of premium hunting gear in Colorado, like Blosser rifles, Sitka gear, and Night Force optics. The One Shot Gear team has the experience, so they can help you find exactly what you need for the hunt of a lifetime. When only the best will do, choose One Shot Gear, located at 4720 South Santa Fe Circle in Englewood. One Shot Gear is your premium hunting gear headquarters. Call 303-284-3828. That's 303-284-3828. If Sitka makes it, One Shot Gear has it. They're the largest stocking dealer in Colorado. Ask for Grant. Tell him Sportsman of Colorado sent you. Mention Sportsman of Colorado and you receive 10% off of all clothing and boots. One Shot Gear is an official sponsor of Sportsman of Colorado.
Hi, Dan Johnson with Lynn Lyle Chevrolet. And right now we're selling all 2017 Chevrolets at employee supplier pricing, plus all the rebates, for a total of up to $11,000 off on some vehicles. And we need your trade-ins, and we'll pay the highest prices anywhere, whether you owe money on it or not. Give us a chance. You won't be sorry. I guarantee you that nobody can sell you a Chevrolet for less than Lynn Lyle Chevrolet. Go east and pay the lease. Lynn Lyle Chevrolet, I-225 in East Colfax, or on the web at LynnLyleChevy.com. Chevy, find new roads.
Wake up with Steve Curtis, weekday mornings at 6 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back. Welcome back to Sportsman of Colorado. My name is Scott Watley. Beautiful, beautiful day here in the Mile High City. Looking out the windows here west toward the snow-capped mountains. We got an awesome view here at KLZ and a beautiful, beautiful day. Hope you're out enjoying it and listening to the show. Real quick, a couple of notes. And again, this is kind of the banquet season for a lot of people that we're involved with. So I just want to hit a couple of these real quick. This is the 18th annual Hunting Heritage Fundraiser for the Rampart Range Local Chapter for National Wild Turkey Federation. That is Friday, March the 10th. You can call Mike Llewellyn at 303-419-4000. 4581. That's 303-419-4581 for more information on that. And then we've got our big Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation banquet. That is March 11th. And there are still some tickets I think you can still get for that, but you need to do it this weekend. rmefdenver.org is that website. I'm the MC for that banquet. And, well, we have just a huge turnout, and I'm telling you, I couldn't even go over all the information there that's available in the live auction, silent auction, but this is going to be a great, great event. And then, as we mentioned, the Outdoor Buddies Banquet, that's April 22nd. That's at the Hyatt Regency in Aurora. And then on April 29th, American Heroes in Action. That's going to be at the Castle Event Center. And you can go to AmericanHeroesInAction.org for information on those tickets as well. Again, we are glad to have in studio James Lowry, his son Brian, and I think we just had some other family members came in. So, James, introduce them for us. Yeah,
absolutely. Thank you. So, Brian's cousin Jacob Martin sitting in studio with his dad Joel Martin. And when Brian referenced the antelope hunt, Jacob was the one that shot the antelope. So, Jacob, do you feel like you want to say anything on air about the hunt, what you learned, and those kind of things?
Well, I think it was a great learning experience, and it was a whole lot of fun. I really thanked Outdoor Buddy and for letting me go on that hunt and letting me
My first hunt
and letting me experience the thrill of killing a live animal. And
was that your first time to kill an animal? Okay, all right.
And that was more fun than staying at home playing video games?
Yes.
Okay, you heard it right here.
Yes, absolutely. And so, now, Brian, you mentioned there was a gentleman, a buddy of yours. I think he said his name was Stetson.
Yes, sir.
Tell us about him.
Stetson was born without working legs, and so his mom was like, he's never going to be able to walk. So she asked them to give him prosthetic legs. Or bionic legs.
Yeah.
And so he's now been able to hunt and fish and do all this stuff, and more stuff than I've ever done before.
Sure.
And he's just loving it.
Wow. Yeah. And again, as I said earlier, it makes us all be a little bit more thankful. Hey, you got two legs, you can walk out there. You better be thankful for that, because people that don't. And then I think it's probably a great encouragement for, you know, your buddy Stetson then to see you guys, both of you guys, go out there and do things with him. And, you know, that makes it a really cool thing there. Absolutely. And so now, on your web, tell them a little bit about your website and what all people will find there at OutdoorBuddies.org.
Yeah, thanks, Scott. You know, while this show it allows us a chance to talk a little bit about Outdoor Buddies, the website is really where you want to go and learn all about Outdoor Buddies. Number one, we're all volunteers. Number two, we spend all year long raising funds from wonderful sponsors, individuals, corporations, to provide for free every experience we can for those that are less abled, who can't enjoy God's outdoors like they used to, and for youth and families. If you're a single parent, if you're a mom or a dad, or a mom and a dad, and you've got some kids that are 16 and younger, you want to get them outdoors and provide some experiences that you just didn't think you could afford, come see us. Go to OutdoorBuddies.org, OutdoorBuddies.org. Go to the website. The best way to learn about everything is just simply go to About Us and then scroll down to our newsletter. We send out a newsletter digitally as well as mail it out every month, and it tells you in story form everything we do, has great pictures, talks about all the hunts and the fishing and all the outdoor events we do. We're always looking for more participants.
Sure.
Last year, one of Brian's probably best trout fishing events was Parks and Wildlife goes upstream, drops a bunch of trout in the river as it comes around the bend. We position everybody in their chairs and wheelchairs all around the river, and they just start picking out trout like they're experts. A lot of fun. We have a February newsletter just came out a few days ago. Go to OutdoorBuddies.org, go to About Us, go down to newsletters. Take a look at that. While you're there, sign up. Join us. It doesn't cost a cent, and all we want to do is find ways to support you in getting you outdoors.
Right. And, you know, a lot of organizations, you know, like yours, could certainly use some more volunteers, people to help. Now, you may say, man, I'm busy, and I get that. So we're not saying, you know, can you give 40 hours a week to this? We're saying, hey, we have a lot of events. Could you give a few hours at some of these events? And again, if you're interested in doing that, you can go to OutdoorBuddies.org, shoot them an email, give them a call, and I promise you they can probably get you plugged in somewhere. A couple other things real quick. You got spring turkey right around the corner. We're looking forward to that. March the 15th, those over-the-counter licenses you can get right then. And I also believe that is when your small game licenses. So right now, if you don't have a small game license, don't buy one, because that's going to be really for the 2016 season. So wait till after the 15th, and that will get you good for 2017. Again, as we talked about early on in the show, the 2017 Colorado Big Game Draw, that deadline is April the 4th. And so you want to make sure you get that done right. And again, as we said earlier, highly recommend you do that online. Do not try to do these paper type deals. You make mistakes on there, you're going to get messed up. And as we talked about extensively, if you're doing a group application, be very, very careful in there. A lot of guidelines and rules you have to follow, or the whole group's going to get messed up, and that is not going to be a fun deal. You can call Colorado Parks and Wildlife. They have actually a hunt planner there that can help you along the way. 303-297-1192. Again, 303-297-1192. So we got about 2 minutes left here.
Sure.
What would you say, just from your standpoint, that you said, hey, boy, just some of the, a couple of real quick things that you say, man, this is made worth it, all the hours and time I've taken away from my family to go and do this. What's just maybe one story that comes to mind?
Yeah, I think my best one is still going back to when Benjamin and I went antelope hunting. Larry took us out north of Fort Collins. It was just a singular event, and Ben had the privilege and pleasure of learning what becoming a hunter feels like. An antelope, skinned it, ate it. It was a wonderful experience as a father, watching your son come of age, become a man. As importantly, Todd Bacon, who doesn't really even have the use of his legs, hopped out of his wheelchair, and he was on the ground skinning that antelope with Ben. Great story. We'll always remember it. Thanks for asking.
Well, that's great. Well, Brian, thank you, bud. Thanks for coming in. And Joel.
Yep.
Okay, Joel didn't get to say much, but Joel, great to see you as well. And Jacob, right?
Yes.
All right, good deal. Well, thank you, guys. Go to the website, outdoorbuddies.org. Buy a ticket to the banquet. That's April 22nd. I promise you it will be a great time. Hope everyone has a great weekend. Thanks for being with us. Now on Sundays, you can catch a replay of this show from 9 to 10 right here on KLZ 560. Hope everyone has a great weekend, and we will talk to you next week.